Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to third for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Mahaffey moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. There goes Burns. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Farrell scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rice pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Al Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Freitas now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Mickey Cochran now playing left field. John Jones now playing right field. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Hadley reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and has Hadley trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Bishop, who tags Hadley for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Freitas covering, for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas bunts towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Haas scores. Cochran scores. Heving moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Sam Gray now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heving scores. Fox scores. McNair moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. John Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Bishop reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Freitas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Carl Fisher now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin is hit by the pitch. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cochran. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cochran. Levy reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Sherin scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heving hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 7, Browns, 7. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hebbing hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher catches it and throws to first to double up Cochran. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Melillo who tags Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns bunts towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Schultz scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.